A group of elected Democrats held a news conference today to formally request to the Democratic Party chairs in the early voting states of Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina to release the candidates for president from their self-imposed no campaign pledge in Florida. The major candidates all signed on to such a pledge after the Democratic National Committee declared that there would be no delegates awarded in the January 29th primary because the state went against DNC rules in pushing their election into January. With an important primary this Saturday in South Carolina, there would only be 3 days or so for candidates to come to Florida anyway before next Tuesday's election. Tony Molinaro is the chair of the Pinellas County Democratic Executive Committee. She thinks it would be great if the candidates could have any face time before next week's primary.
You know, politics sometimes is politics. And in this particular case, you know, in some aspect, it makes me feel a little bit special. They're kind of fighting over, well, have you, you know, talked to the Floridian voter yet? And I think, you know, in the end, they have to talk to the Floridian voter. We are a battleground state. They need us to win in November, and we can't be overlooked. And what we do on January 29th, what the Democrats choose, is going to be important, and they know that. And that's why there's such a big battle about it. It struck me as ironic that, you know, you had some people saying, well, it's not going to count. Well, if it doesn't count, there would be no fight.
And there have been fights, the latest being criticism from the Clinton camp about a national ad that Obama has been airing across the country, including, yes, even in Florida. Meanwhile, although no delegates will be awarded to the Democrats next Tuesday, the state party still believes those delegates will be seated at the Democratic National Convention in Denver in late summer. On Saturday, March 1st, district-level delegates will be chosen at 25 different locations throughout the state, including in Tampa and Largo. Pinellas County Chairwoman Tony Molinaro describes what happens then.
Right now, we are accepting applications. We are accepting them until noon on January 29th. And I have received, a pile of applications of people who want to be delegates. And we're going to move through this process as if we are being seated because we believe that whomever comes out of this primary election will end up seating the delegates in Florida because it's an important state to win.
State party rules allocate delegates on a proportional basis. Therefore, the delegate allocation will break down based on that popular vote. Again, Pinellas County Democratic Party Chairwoman Tony Molinaro.
Once we have all of the delegate applications, we send them to the state, and then once we know who the winner is, the state then figures out who can be a delegate for whom. And it's kind of a weird process, but I would still encourage anybody who wants to be a delegate for whomever candidate they choose to go ahead and apply.